told you just. Oh,
no, I thought the Pro Bowl was in Vegas, but never mind. Yeah. You were down the street. Hey. Oh, yeah. What up?
Good question. All your fans in Dallas, you did make a comment that you weren't going to win a championship, and now you're here. How you going to double down on that now?
Ain't nothing for me to say. You know, shoot, I did what I was supposed to do. You know, shout out to my teammates, you know, carrying me all this way. And shoot, we here. Thank you.
Being your first year here with the Seahawks, what was the thing that impressed you the most when you convinced yourself to come to the Seahawks?
I think the thing that impressed me the most was Coach McDonald, you know. The way that he approached each and every day, how he built confidence in the teammates around us, and you know, just putting us in the right position to make plays.
Just points allowed. What was the key for you in this season as a whole?
Attitude, focus, determination. You know, great play calling, and shoot, just our tenacity up front. Shoot, you got a D line like we have. You know, you should win games like that.
So many years in Dallas, just being here, just how special is it for you? And can you think back for all those years when you couldn't get to this point?
Right, man, it's surreal, man. You know, it's a dream come true. I'm just, you know, just staying in the moment, trying to soak everything in, you know, try to answer as many questions as I can, you know, deal with this side of it. But, you know, just it's a testament to, you know, just staying focused, you know, staying into what you truly believe in. And, you know, I believe in the game of football, I believe in my technique and the way I play. And, you know, I finally made it here.
People talk about the viral moment and the statement you made, but can you expound that? You weren't really trying to take a shot at the Cowboys. You were just kind of being real about the situation. Just expound on your thoughts on
that. Yeah, like you said, just being real about the situation, understanding that, you know, football is not for long for any player. And, you know, understanding my window of opportunity is closing. I don't have long to play this game. And, you know, I have to win now. And just understood what Seattle was building up here and just wanted to be a part of it. That's something for them to find out. You know, it ain't something for me to, you know, use my – Yeah, because I'm winning here. Yeah. Can't win in two places.
A leader already in Dallas, but how is it different to be the leader of a defense that is this good and is in the Super Bowl?
Man, it's special. You know, just but having other leaders in the locker room with you, you know, that agrees with you, that understand, you know, what you're trying to accomplish, and, you know, having all those guys, you know, set out for the same goal and then bringing the young guys along with them. You know, that's all you can ask for it from a team aspect, and, you know, we have that all around.
Defense, Baltimore, he comes and brings it over here. For you, being part of that defense, knowing a coach that values defense and makes it good, how is it to work day-to-day with that?
Yeah, makes my job a whole lot easier, you know, just understanding, you know, that I have a defensive mind that's leading us, that, you know, he wants the world out of us. He wants to see us get better each and every day. And, you know, just having him out there leading us and, you know, knowing he's going to put us in the right position to make plays, like, that's what you want. You want somebody that you can trust.
You meant for your career?
Man, that's my guru. You know, he's like a father figure to me in the game of football. And, you know, he's definitely special to me. What he taught me is, you know, just how to read formations, but also, you know, he don't taught me so much about football. It's ridiculous, but, you know, shout out to Rob Marinelli.
Ask Brian about what type of Rolex you going to get.
Nah, man, we'll let Dez handle that. You know, he put the comment out there, so, you know, he got to go do it. He can handle it. He put the comment out there. He know what he got to go do.
About your faith, can you tell me how this platform, you're able to utilize this platform to encourage others?
Yeah. Say the question again, though.
You talk about your faith boldly. How do you utilize this platform to encourage others in their faith?
Right. I encourage others, you know, just believing in yourself, you know. You know, it's going to be a lot of haters out there, a lot of doubters that tell you can't amount to things, tell you can't do things. But, you know, believing in yourself, putting God first, you know, and understanding that he wants you to succeed as much as you want to succeed. And, you know, when you put him first, you know, everything can work out for you.
The clock starts zero. Who's the first person you're going to think of?
My wife, you know, praying that she ain't have our, you know, sixth baby yet. So, you know, just I ain't even going to get to that moment yet. You know, I still got a game to play. So, you know, I'll wait till that moment comes around and we'll see.
Where, because DeMarcus did what you're trying to do now, leave the team and then win a championship.
Yeah, I mean, me and D-Ware got a close relationship, but I ain't had the time, you know, throughout this week and the whole process, you know, and he hasn't reached out yet. So, but, you know, yeah, I'm definitely chasing the same goal that, you know, he accomplished and, you know, but I believe, you know, through my faith, but also, you know, through the testament of this team and what we put out, you know, this year that, you know, we'll be okay.
Do you feel like it's any kind of vindication that look where I'm at right now?
At the end of the day, it wasn't my choice, you know. I didn't make the who is that?
Spots for you. A couple Seahawks players with a rapper. Can you guess who that is?
Nah, that ain't me.
That's you and Kodak.
That ain't me.
How about this one? How about this one real quick?
Nah.
One more.
Next question.
Hey, DeMarcus, you first.
What were you surprised about with Mike McDonald, you know, because he's obviously still so young in his career to have such a command over, you know, the scheme and all that. So what was it about, you know, how he kind of instituted that in Seattle that surprised you or that you feel like you've even taken from him that has made it so successful in Seattle?
I think, so special people sometimes come off as weird. And, you know, Mike McDonald has one of those special minds that a lot of people won't understand, you know, when you first meet him. But the thing that stuck out to me is he likes to reference Harry Potter. He has a whole book full of Harry Potter jokes. Nobody would never understand, but somehow he understands them. But just the way, you know, he thinks about the game, how he game plans, how he, you know, direct us, but also how he leans on us as leaders, you know, to help direct the young guys. But I just feel like, you know, it's just a special group of guys that we have around here, you know, special coaching staff that, you know, everything just clicked this year.
Are going through, you know, times where they think they're not going to reach an apex that they are really striving for. Like, there's so many years you were in Dallas. I don't know if you could, you know, even imagine yourself being in here. So when you're in those moments in your life where it can't, it's not even foreseeable or you can't even visualize it, what will you tell to people who are in those trenches that, you know, if you keep on keeping on, it actually, you potentially might get there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'll tell those people first, you know, have a relationship with your father, be in tune with his voice. Second, you know, continue with your dedication and hard work. And third, shoot, when you look up, you'll be there.
Fumbles this season. How do you feel like you've grown as a ball disruptor in your career? And how important is it for you to lead with effort for some of the younger players to kind of learn by example?
So you said I had six fumbles. Uh-huh. And then what?
How have you grown as a ball disruptor in your career, and how important is it for you to lead by example with your effort?
I mean, I learned early in my career that, you know, you take the ball from the man, the job is done. You know, that's the number one job as a defender, you know, is defend your end zone. But if they don't have a ball to take to your end zone, the job is done. So, you know, just understanding that, you know, trying to keep that at the forefront of my mind and, you know, see ball, get ball.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my fault.
Big guy right here.
I wanted to ask you, bro, like you said, like this group is special. What makes this D-line so special for you?
What makes the D-line so special? You know, the camaraderie, first and foremost. It's a close-knitted group. These guys fight every day. You know, if it's shadow boxing, if it's Oregon, or if it's just on the field fighting, they fight every day. And you know, that's what you want from your dogs up front, you know, some hungry dogs that's ready to fight.
A lot of hungry dogs. In Dallas, it was just one or two of y'all, and now you got a pack of dogs. And how much has that made a difference for you in your game?
You know you can't be saying that, though. I think the growth of, you know, the leaders throughout, you know, training camp and stuff, and then also, you know, having the young guys committed and willing to learn, it brought us closer together. But I think it heightened everybody's awareness of, you know, how to play football, but also how to play together.
How the Pro Bowl.
By the way, we got to get steaks again like we did in Dallas a couple years ago. You're an insightful fella. Do you think it's weird that the New England Patriots are named after the Revolutionary soldiers who beat back the Brits, you know, way back in the late 18th century? But now when the Patriots honor the best players they've ever had, what do they give them? A red coat. That's weird, isn't it? Does that make Seattle now America's team?
Yeah, I don't know the whole history behind, you know, the Patriots, the red coats.
Well, that's weird, right? We beat the Brits, and they're wearing red coats. I think they're announcing something about themselves.
Oh, so you're saying they represent the Brits? Yeah, okay. Oh, and you saying since we, you know, wear Navy, we's America's team.
The last team you were on proved fraudulent. They're not America's team. Is it the Seahawks now?
Well, that's something for America to answer. Let's start a poll.
How did you get the nickname Tank?
Childhood nickname, you know, playing around with some of the big homies back home. And, you know, he DDT'd me on my head and ran around trying to brag to my brother that he tanked me on my head. So I got the nickname Tank. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tank would be most likely to win Dancing with the Stars on the team.
On our team? Ooh. That's a hard one. I ain't seen too many dancers on the team. But I have to say the mayor, Julian Love, you know. The New Ellington Blue Devils.
What are your thoughts on how the Pro Bowl has evolved during your career? You know, it used to be at Aloha Stadium, huge event. Now it's a flag football game. What do you think about that?
Certain things out of my control. You know, if I say my opinion, it wouldn't matter. It wouldn't change anything. So, and no need to say anything.
You go in there. What do you think?
Oh, he played a huge role in my decision. You know, just, you know, coming from the same background of, you know, Rob Marinelli and, you know, having him as a D-line coach in Dallas. Like, you know, our relationship is strong and, you know, he played a huge role.
Okay, so I want to give you some slime.
All right.
Go. Okay, choose wisely. Who are you gonna use those two packets on?
I probably use one on D Hall for sure. And then I'll probably get one of my rookies like Spot. Huh?
They deserve it.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely.
What advice do you have for all the kids watching?
Yeah, kids, believe in your dream. Continue to chase it each and every day. Trust your parents and shoot. Things to be successful.
And finally, who is your the Patrick to your SpongeBob, like your best friend on the team? Who is it?
Who is my Patrick to my SpongeBob? I have to go with Big Cat, Leo. Yeah.
When you were in JUCO, going through the depths of the lowest points of your career, did you ever dream about the Super Bowl?
When I was in JUCO, D. Ware was in his prime in Dallas, you know, so only thing I can, you know, see is, shoot, I want to be like D. Ware, you know, and it's crazy how, you know, everything don't worked out, and my story is kind of like D. Ware's, but, you know, still got a job to do, and yeah, but, you know, never imagined being in this moment in my life.
LA 28 is coming up. Have you ever thought about competing in it and what it would mean to be an Olympian winning the gold medal?
Nah, never thought about competing in flag football. You know, it's, see, when we get to flag football, it turns into different dynamics. and, you know, when you take the offense and defensive line out of play, like, it's just play. Like, I don't believe it's football no more. It's just, I'm playing, you know. you know, football, you know, consists of, you know, grimy, angry, mad dudes clashing against each other, you know, for 60 minutes straight, and that's not flag football.
The defensive coordinator, Aiden Dirds, of course, our audience got a big interest in him being from the
U.S. Right, sorry. Start all over.
I want to ask you about your D.C., Aiden Dirds, a guy that you kind of attributed to being the reason why you came to Seattle. A lot of our audience have a big interest in him because he's from Britain. What's your sort of, how have you found working with him in Seattle?
Like I said earlier, so me and Aiden's career starting in Dallas together. You know, when he came over from London, he was doing a little coaching program, and he was basically a rookie the same time I was a rookie in Dallas. So, you know, like I said, growing up on a Rod Marinelli and, you know, all the things that he taught us, we kind of think the same, you know, when it comes to schemes and, you know, different D-line movements. And I knew I can trust him, you know, to put me in the right positions to, you know, make plays.
Yeah. Just talked in sacks this year, and you've had a sack in back-to-back games. When you consider the fact that Jake May has been sacked 5 times in his last 3 playoff games, is this a place in which you feel like you can enforce your dominance on Sunday?
I mean, this is the biggest stage of them all. You know, in order for us to win, in order for us to, you know, come out victorious, you know, we all have to, you know, state our dominance.
DeMarcus Ware. He went to another team, he won the Super Bowl, and he was a factor along with Von Miller in that Super Bowl win. How are you feeling about your responsibility in the D-line, you and Big Cat, in being able to be a key part of the Super Bowl win this week?
Yeah, it's a huge opportunity for us. You know, we understand what the Patriots consist of, you know, the players that they have. They have a good scheme, you know, good head coach, and you know, they had the full package, but, you know, for us, you know, staying in our dominance is all that we care about each and every Sunday is, you know, making sure we introduce, you know, the opposing offense to the dark side.
DeMarcus Ware, have you talked about it to him? Have you talked about this opportunity you have?
Haven't spoke to him yet about the opportunity, you know, but we don't have conversations over the year, and he knows.
James Lewis is the Panini Super Bowl Kid reporter.
What is your favorite sack of all time?
My favorite sack of all time has to be Matt Stafford rookie year playoff game. I picked up a fumble less than 2 minutes left on the clock, and then I fumbled it. So the offense gets the ball back. And I get out the game, coach, you know, yelling at me and stuff. And I was like, all right, coach, just give me one chance to redeem myself. And, you know, went out there and got a sack fumble, ended the game, and it was a great moment. Indeed. Thank you.
Siri's got a question for you.
How you doing, DeMarcus?
Good. How you
this
doing?
This is my 4th Super Bowl I'm covering. I'd like to know, since you haven't won a Super Bowl with Dallas, what, you know, I'm excited for you to be with the Seahawks. What are you looking forward to the most on Sunday?
So I'm looking forward the most is holding up that Lombardi trophy. You know, just having it in my arms. Like, I feel like it'll be a huge relief for me. I know it'll definitely be a huge relief for my family, understanding how long I've been chasing this dream. And, you know, now it's here in front of my face. Can't let it slip.
You just described how mean and nasty and dirty you got to be a D lineman in the NFL. How do you transition from that to your second favorite sport and sink a 5-foot putt, you know, for a $100 bet for one of your buddies in the offseason?
How do you do that?
Man, being able to control your breathing, stay calm through the storm, you know, don't let the pressure get to you, you know. But I feel like, you know, most sports relate to each other, you know. Smooth is fast, you know, you don't want to, you know, be out of control, you know, that's how you, you know, shank your ball, but, you know, or miss the sack, you know, but it's just really just understanding, you know, how to control your body and, you know, slow down your breathing, you know, slow down your thinking and just focus on the ball, the task at hand.
You say what moment?
moment for the Super Bowl, if you could draw it up, what would it be?
What would
dream moment? Shoot, winning Super Bowl MVP, walking off the stage with my family, heading to Disneyland, you know. Yeah, all that comes with it.
So in my audience, there are people who are looking for mentorships. What do you look for in a great mentor that's helped you?
What I look for in a great mentor? In a great mentor, I look for, you know, someone that also is eager to learn, you know, someone that really leads by example. And, you know, that's what I think you, that's what you really can only ask for from a leader, somebody to lead you by example. How would you, you know, go about these things and, you know, follow in their footsteps? You know, it's easy to say something and, you know, do the total opposite. But, you know, when you lead by example, it's easier for, you know, a young fellow or a young girl to follow you.
So long, obviously this year you go on a new path. How gratifying has this season been knowing that you kind of left home, left Dallas and took this new path?
Yeah, it's super gratifying, you know, knowing that I had to make a major transition, not for just myself, but for my family, you know, them having to change schools, you know, having to find new friends, having to adapt to a whole new environment. I don't know if any of y'all been to Seattle, but it gets dark and it stays dark for a very long time. And that's what we came up with, the Dark Side name. But, you know, but my family having to make all those adjustments and stuff, it would be very fulfilling for us as a family to, you know, achieve this goal.
Kraft says it's inevitable that there's going to be an 18th game. What do players think about that?
I can't control it, you know. Shoot, I mean, I can, you know, sit up here and hoot holler all I want to. Like, if that's what they want, trust me, that's what they're gonna get.
Most definitely.
We definitely, this coming from DeMarcus Lawrence, if we play an 18th game, all players need to be compensated properly for that 18th game. We can't be putting our bodies on the line just for the satisfaction of the fans, for the NFL, or for whoever it is. Thank you. Matt Money. Yeah, that's the guy. Twice. I feel like he's an amazing performer. He definitely brings the crowd out every time. And yeah, man, hopefully Coach McDonald let me catch a glimpse of, you know, his performance on Super Bowl Sunday. See, and that's the thing. So Bad Bunny, I don't know about how you name your songs, but they're kind of hard to, you know, remember.
Cross means a lot that I make for the first time. The halftime will be in Spanish. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think it's unique. You know, I think, you know, like, we have so many different cultures and, you know, ethnic backgrounds in America that, you know, I think it's time to, you know, start embracing all of them, bringing them in fold, and, you know, shoot, that's what really makes America great. Thank you.
You've had lifelong Cowboys fans, so you've played for contenders in the past. Was there a moment this season where you allowed yourself to think, I think this team is going to the Super Bowl? What moment was
the moment I signed? No, but the moment I realized that we do have, you know, the talent and, you know, all the pieces to be a Super Bowl team was in training camp. You know, it was a moment that we had like a 20-play drive and, you know, all of us is out there dead tired and, you know, something clicked on the defense that, you know, we just stopped communicating and just started making plays, and I was like, oh yeah, it's gonna be special. It's got
on this team. You came close many seasons ago to the Super Bowl. Do you feel that the Seahawks have used you in a different way to help this defense?
Yeah, I definitely feel like, you know, Coach McDonald and Coach Aiden put me in great position to make plays, puts all of us in great position to make plays. But also, you know, when you have a hungry defense like we have, you know, any situation, any time, you know the ball can be coming your way, or, you know, you might be getting a sack, or, you know, one of your other players might be getting an interception or a sack or whatever. But, you know, you have to always stay ready because, you know, when you're in a room full of hungry dogs, if you don't get in early, you might don't eat.
Growing up, or somebody who affected you in a positive way?
One of my heroes growing up, you know, I have to always lean back on my dad. You know, the sacrifices that he made for, you know, our family, the long shifts that he, you know, had to take just to, you know, make sure we have a decent Christmas. Like, you know, all respect, you know, goes to him.
Guys on your team right now to take to the Olympics on the American flag football team, who would you pick?
Five guys? K-9 for sure. Take Sam. Take JSN. You take little Torrey Horton. Then you take Devin Witherspoon, Kobe Bryant, and you take Nick. Yeah.
You didn't have a chance to win with Dallas. What did you see on those first days when you made that comment that brought you here?
I think I seen, you know, Dallas was going through a transition, you know, letting go of some of their older players, you know, starting to, you know, try to rebuild. And, you know, I understood that, but I also understood for me that my window of opportunity of playing football was closing. So that's truly what I meant by that statement, is, you know, I won't win in Dallas because my window of opportunity is closing. Like, you know, I only have, you know, a couple of years, three, four, how many ever the Lord blessed me with. But I know it wasn't going to be in Dallas.
Mean to be here now?
It's special, man. You know, our glory goes to God, but, you know, at the end of the day, we still got a game to play, you know, one more game to win, and once that's over, you know, then we can celebrate.
Drake May, what's impressed you most by his skill set?
What impressed me most by his skill set? Man, I have to hand it to, you know, the team overall, man. Like, you know, they play complimentary football, you know, the defense gets turnovers, you know, putting them in great position to score touchdowns. But I say, you know, for him is his ability to extend plays and, you know, keep plays going for him.
How much stress does that put on you to try to keep him in the pocket?
It puts stress on us, you know, trying to keep him in the pocket, but, you know, just game planning and also, you know, understanding, you know, it's a gift and a curse, you know, and shoot, you know, if you extend the play, that gives the D-line more time, you know, to get a sack. So, you know, you might get rid of it, but you might get hit. But we'll see on Sunday. What you got? Hold on.
That there's a lot of sign pointing to you, towards you as favorite of the game. Does it affect the way you prepare the game? Do you feel that is the case?
You say it's a lot of things.
Like the favorites for the game.
Yeah. I mean, we can't control that. We don't control what Vegas says or, you know, do. So only thing we can do is play the game, and, you know, we're looking forward to Sunday, and we'll handle it then.
Prepared? Is it something you have in mind or not at all?
No, because I don't even know, like, what's the point then for ritual? Like, what are they saying? Like, you know, who cares what they saying? You know, what Mike Madonna said? We do not care. We do not care. Thank you.
Marcus, if you had one word to describe your defense, what would it be?
To describe my defense, one word. I'm going to come back to you on that one.
This team different in terms of culture?
What makes this team what?
Different in terms of culture against other teams in the NFL.
I just say the culture of this defense, you know, the ability to fight, you know, when back's against the wall, you know, when things ain't looking good, you know, fighting through that storm and, you know, coming out on the other side. You know, I don't see, you know, plenty of fights, you know, with these guys. And, you know, it's special when, you know, even though a lot of times they play fighting, but now you see the O-line play fighting, you see the, you know, kickers, you know, you see everybody in the locker room, you know, having that camaraderie, and that's when you know, like, you have a special group.
Do you agree for in some way? Do you have any role model?
Say it again?
You have any role model as a player?
Role models. D-World, definitely one of my role models. You know, but, I mean, being in the game for 12 years, you see a lot of, you know, different rushers come through, but certain rushers that you can model your game after, you know, and like I like Warren Sapp, D-Ware, Deacon Jones with the head slap, you know, even though it's illegal now, but, you know, those type of guys, you know, I like to model my game after, you know, just because of, you know, the tenacity and how they play the game.
Routine that helps you stay focused when you have a lot of distractions going on, like right now?
Yeah, you know, number one has to be my wife. You know, she always brings me back down. Also, you know, my faith, my Bible studies, you know, the camaraderie that I have with the team, you know, my kids, you know. My life consists of a lot of things that can, you know, bring me back to balance. And football is the only thing that brings me up here, you know, but everything else is pretty balanced.
The NFL number one defense. How difficult is it to be in shape during the whole season and be prepared for this amazing game? And also, the defense won the championship, so how is the feeling for that?
See, when you hit 30, like, you want to try to take care of your body each and every day. And, you know, I think my fear is, like, you know, walking into retirement and, you know, getting big, you know, and saying, like, dang, man, I used to look good in my prime, but I don't know what happened. It's like, nah, bro, like, you got it now. You got to keep it. And, you know, just continue to work, you know, each and every day, knowing that, I mean – like, I tell the young guys, like, bro, like, you never know when your moment's going to come, but, like, you have to stay prepared for it. And, you know, that's the same thing with life. Like, you know, we never know when life is going to, you know, throw us for a loop. But, you know, if we ain't prepared to run, then you dead.
You're shining right now, and you know it. How is the feeling for being one of the key points for the game?
I mean, I don't have no feeling about it. You know, being no key point to the game. You know, I just understand, like, you know, I have a job to do. You know, I have to continue to, you know, focus on the job at hand, and that's just winning the game. So just sticking to the game plan, understanding what we got to do, and, you know, taking it one day at a time.
You have a high emotion when you're on the field, and then you try to come down when you're home. So you weren't on the Dallas Cowboys, and now you're here with the Seahawks in the Super Bowl. How did you transition yourself and keep yourself balanced? I understand your wife and your faith has a lot to do with it, but how do you prepare yourself mentally to stay balanced?
I mean, through it all, it has to be my family, you know. It's like once I get off from work, you know, I look forward to going home to see how my kids' day was, see how my wife's day was, and, you know, forget about all the things that happened on the field and, you know, so forth. But, you know, just having, you know, someone else that I can lean on to, you know, let all my problems off to, or, you know, let all my stress off, is a huge help for me.
On the team, right? As a leader now coming in, emotionally we're all up here. When we have an exciting game like you're going to be playing on Sunday, how do you keep them balanced so you guys can get the job done?
Yeah, man. you know, I feel like we have a great group, you know, of leaders and young guys that, you know, respect the game, you know, but, you know, it's just really about just staying in the moment. You know, probably going to have some times where, you know, one guy, you know, shows out, but other than that, like, you know, you let the dogs, you know, go out there, have fun. You let them go eat. You let them celebrate, enjoy this moment, you know. And if something happened, you know, and we got to go make another play, we go do that too.
What do you have to say to those people who say Seattle is not a real city?
Seattle is not a real city?
It doesn't exist. What do you have to say to those people who say that?
Say it to our face.
I agree with you. High five.
Thank you so much.
Long storied history for both the Cowboys and the 49ers and the Seahawks and the 49ers. You had two playoff losses versus the Niners in 21 and 22. You just knocked them out. What does it mean, any extra juice to play this game in the 49ers stadium and seeing those jerseys on the Montana, Rice and Young, and winning this on their turf?
I mean, I believe as a team, we made a commitment that, you know, we was coming back to San Jose, you know, this year. You know, our first game of the season was against the Niners, you know, home. And then our last game of the season was against the Niners here. And, you know, we definitely left some stogies in there, you know, for Sunday.
$100. As a veteran in this league, is the game going to be that good?
4,800. Sometimes.
How does your pass rush and defensive approach change when you're playing quarterbacks like Stafford, who are more stationary, compared to Drake May, who you're going to see on Sunday, who's more deadly with his legs?
Yeah, I don't think it changes much. You know, I think the game plan changes, but you know, the way that we approach it doesn't change. And you know, just understanding that he is a mobile quarterback, you know, how do we put him in positions that, you know, we make his legs hurt him.
In San Jose been?
Say it again.
How's your stay in San Jose been?
I mean, second day here, but, I mean, it's been a nice warm welcome. Definitely, you know, coming from the dark side, man. So, you know, you get some sunlight, you know, we get to come outside, fresh air. It's beautiful, but, you know, we definitely ain't going to let that sidetrack us from our mission.
To turn around this team and bring you guys to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, man. I mean, even before I got here, you know, Mike was, you know, doing special things with this team, special things with the defense. And, you know, I was able to see it from afar. And, you know, now just being here and just seeing the creative mind that he had, and the way that, you know, he sets us all up to make plays and, you know, go hunt the quarterback and so forth. It's truly amazing, and, you know, I'm just glad to be a part of his system.
And this is your time to be at the top of the mountain. What is your mindset going into this game to make sure you're ready?
My mindset going into this game, loose and focused. You know, make sure I stay loose. I enjoy the moment. You know, it's hard work making it all the way to this point. But also just understanding that, you know, we have one more to go, and, you know, it's going to be a great game on Sunday, and we look forward to it.
Your sense of style, and what does it mean that more people are seeing athletes for more than just the stats?
Yeah, shoot, I have to give credit to my wife. You know, I ain't got no swag like that, but, you know, shoot, hey, sometimes, you know, and when they say, you know, you find out when you get a wife, you find a good thing. That is so true, because like a lot of us men ain't got no swag, you know, like, but it's hard for us to admit it, you know? And you know, to have, you know, somebody in my corner that's going to say, nah, that ain't you. That don't look good on you. It's definitely a help.
Just quoted right there. I think of another Bible verse, 1 Corinthians 10:31, that says, whether you eat or drink, whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Do you think about that when you're playing?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I think about that with anything that I do. You know, if you ain't doing it from the heart, you know, you shouldn't do it at all. And, you know, that's why, you know, I had to make a decision to come back another year, you know, and play football is because, like, my heart was still in it. And knowing that, you know, if I left the game, you know, like, it'll hunt me every night, that, you know, I didn't get to live out my dream. I played the game for so long, you know, and I just gave up on it. So, yeah.
Inside of prisons.
Say it again.
This is being streamed inside of prisons. What would you say to those guys and why your faith matters?
What
would you say to those guys and why faith in Christ matters?
Hey, man, I feel like your faith directs your path. You know, if you don't believe in nothing, then you don't have nothing to strive for. But, you know, if you have something to believe in, you have a joy and understanding, you know, of why you wake up each and every day.
What's he giving you?
Gives me tremendous hope. You know, he brings so much joy to my life, you know, that I can truly say, you know, I'm happy waking up each and every day. I'm truly happy playing the game that I love. You know, I'm truly happy, you know, with the family that he blessed me with. You know, I'm truly happy with the accolades, with all the success. I'm more than, you know, thankful, you know, for my Lord and Savior. Thank you.
This season, and how do you plan to apply it on Sunday?
Thing I learned this season, I think one thing that I learned this season is alignment matters. You know, not just being aligned in your faith, you know, not just being aligned, you know, with your family and those things, but being aligned with your situation. Understanding that, you know, even though certain things might be working good, you know, your situation, you know, can have a big part, or, you know, the place that you live can have a big part in why things ain't working out.
Joined Seattle. A lot of people doubted when you said it was to win the Super Bowl, and now you're here. What do you have to say to those doubters now, especially someone like Dez Bryant?
Hey, man, you know, you need doubters, you need haters. You need those people in your corner just as much as you need supporters, you know, because without the doubters, then you'll never, you know, question yourself, you know, and questioning yourself is actually good, because now, you know, it helps you trickle down to, all right, what is the end goal, you know, and, you know, when those doubters started questioning me, it's like, all right, now we got to see if, you know, this can really, you know, happen. And, you know, when I seen the type of group that we had at training camp, I was like, all right, it's showtime.
Do you have any pregame traditions or good luck charms?
Pregame traditions? No, I'm pretty typical. But, yeah, sometimes I watch anime before games. It just depends on which anime is popping. Right now, I'm on Hell Paradise. Yeah. Nah, I can't do One Piece. I can't. You talking about the dude with the arms? Nah, I can't do him. Yeah, I can't do him. Dragon Ball, yeah, but that was, you know, back in my youth. But right now, yeah. What's another? Solo Leveling. Yeah, I watched that one, you know. Yeah, it gives me confidence. Let me know I can be a superhero. So when I put my, you know, pads on and stuff, you know, I go out there and try to, you know, be a superhero. I have to go with the lemon lime yellow.
Could you give me a suggested punishment for last place in my fantasy football league?
Suggested punishment? How many people in there? 10? Each person in the group get 10 on-call wall sits. 30 seconds.
A few people are talking about this substation next to Levi's and whether there's like a link to injuries. I just wonder if that's something you guys are talking about in the locker room this weekend, or if it's something you paid any attention to.
I don't have no idea about none of that. Like, I mean, how long has the stadium been by that?
2014.
I mean, and how many times did they go to the NFC Divisional Championship? So it didn't hurt them then, you know. I don't think it's mattering now. Yeah.
For the Bay Area Cowboys fans, seeing you in the Super Bowl,
after that quote that you had.
Yeah, man. Shout out to the Bay Area Cowboy fans. You know, I hear a lot about, you know, people being Cowboy fans, but where's the DeMarcus Lawrence fans at? You know what I'm saying? Keeping it G. Like, that's, you know, like, I understand, like, y'all have respected teams that, you know, y'all root for or whatever, but, like, y'all can't, you know, get it twisted. Like, the players make the teams, you know, and without those players, like, who is your team?
You were there for so long, and the first year you're out of the team, you make it to the Super Bowl. How does it feel to, like, finally accomplish that goal, but in a different place than the one you were in for almost a decade?
Yeah, you know, it's a great feeling. Definitely, you know, overjoyed to be here, you know. But at the end of the day, like, you know, I can't pick or choose, like, how things go. You know, I just have to find the best situation for me and try to, you know, get in and make the best of it.
Golden Gate Bridge, right, in San Francisco, and you had one phone call to call one teammate to help you get out of there. Who would you call and why?
One teammate. I stuck on the Golden Gate Bridge.
Who's going to be reliable, answer the phone, and get you out of there?
I have to go with Sam Darnold. You know, just quick thinking on his feet, you know, but also, like, yeah. I don't know too many people that can deal with heights and, you know how to get down from that situation. And I think my quarterback is the best person for the job.
Hey, what's the thing that gets you going?
On a tough day, what's the thing that gets me going? I mean, like, I'm to a place where I understand life consists of, you know, ups and downs, you know, and I'm truly okay with that. It's just more about, you know, having a routine. Like, long as my routine is right, like, nothing really, you know, takes me off of it. Who's your favorite mascot? I have to go with my boy Blitz for sure, man, you know. My boy definitely represent, you know, he keep the zero on his chest, you know what I'm saying, man? Keep it clean for me. Appreciate you. What you say, though? Hold on, let me get him.
The first Super Bowl you remember watching?
The first Super Bowl I remember watching. Can't even tell you, bro. I've been playing football in the NFL for 12 years, like, a lot of hits, you know, and it's kind of hard to, you know, jump back to my childhood and remember that question, so I'm sorry I ain't got it for you.
First came out to Seattle.
My expectations was to win the Super Bowl. My expectations now is still to win the Super Bowl, but I think just morally of, you know, just understanding the type of head coach that we have here in Seattle and, you know, the defensive scheme, but also the players, you know, had a room full of talented players, just more of, you know, getting over that hump and winning the division.
Say it again. This team was special.
I knew the team was special in training camp. You know, we had a series of plays. It was like 20 plays in a row. And, you know, by play 12, like, the defense wasn't even talking no more. It was more of just that confidence in each other's abilities. And, you know, we was running games and, you know, getting interceptions and, you know, making plays out there. And it was like no communication at all. And, you know, like, playing a team sport, like, without communication, it's kind of hard to win, you know, let alone, like, you know, make it out of game without being injured. And, you know, when everybody's clicking on that same level and, you know, intensity, good things gonna happen. Yeah, man. My faith is everything, man. You know, just being able to, you know, have God direct my steps and, you know, understanding, like, a lot of times I won't understand, you know, which way he's leading me, but just being able to trust and, you know, trust in his word, but also, you know, having a relationship with him that I can understand his voice and when he's talking to me. you know, so I can, you know, move on his work.
Leslie Frazier and assistant coach Leslie Frazier, as well as your head coach and the defense coordinator. How does that impact the defense?
Oh, it's great for us, man. You know, just having that different kind of, you know, aspect of coaches. You know, Liz is more of a, you know, old school coach. You know, he wanna see us, you know, act professional, you know, be professional about all we do. And, you know, Mike is more of a younger coach, and, you know, he want us loose and focused, you know, want us to have fun and, you know, prosper in the moment. And, you know, when we have, you know, two guys that's, you know, committed to making sure that, you know, we are doing the right things and, you know, we're in position to, you know, thrive and, you know, be successful in our careers, that's all you can ask for.
Obstacle you have to overcome in your NFL career?
The biggest obstacle? Staying injury free first and foremost. The next challenge is just staying in the game. You're gonna have seasons. You're gonna have times where, you know, you're not winning as much, or, you know, the chemistry of the team isn't, you know, as good as, you know, you want it to be. But, you know, just staying in the game, just understanding, you know, what you play the game for, your purpose, and never letting that down.
You mentioned your faith. What's one moment throughout the season when you really had to rely on the Lord's strength over your own?
Yeah. It was definitely, you know, when I signed, getting all, you know, the different hate comments, you know, and, you know, a lot of people, you know, in this world don't understand, like, our words do hold power, you know, and whether you don't see the cuts, they actually do damage. And, you know, just, you know, praying through those situations, going through the situation with, you know, my family, like, they want me to play football, but, you know, they don't want to leave home, you know, and, you know, having to make that transition and, you know, having to tell them to just trust me, you know, and go through all that, you know, that whole show. But, you know, it was definitely a tough time and a tough transition for us. But, you know, now to look up and see, like, you know, God actually did have a plan, and, you know, you didn't have to wait 3 or 4 years, you know, to get to this plan. But, you know, it was right here in front of you, and all I had to do is walk in it. Who had the biggest impact on my career? That has to be my dad, first and foremost. You know, just introducing me to the game. But, like, so when I was growing up, my favorite player was Ray Lewis. And I wanted to play middle linebacker, you know, all these things. And my dad pulled me to the side when I was in high school. He's like, son, let me holler at you. And I'm like, what's up? He's like, so if you really serious about this NFL thing, you know only two positions make money. And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, man, linebackers don't make no money. It's only quarterbacks and DNs. So you can't throw the ball. So you're going to have to play DN. And then, you know, I just started working on that. But, you know, I'm just – him directing my steps and, you know, just helping lead me in the right direction, man. I appreciate him.
Seahawks with Mike McDonald and Crosby filling in, and how different that everything that has been took up the top scoring defense in the NFL.
What's the question?
Once again, has been filling in on Mike McDonald's defense, and that helped you to help this defense to become the number one defense.
Yeah, man. You know, Mike is a unique mind. You know, he sees schemes and formations, you know, differently. And I feel like he understands, you know, how to attack them. And, you know, he is very steadfast in his approach. And, you know, yeah.
Jalen Brown, these last weeks, obviously about your plot of the Dallas Cowboys. What are your thoughts about it? Because you're obviously now in the Super Bowl. Super Bowl, and what about your plot that
that you're never going to win a Super Bowl with Dallas. So you went viral about that. What are your thoughts about it?
I mean, my feelings are the same. You know, I know a lot of people took that out of context, but, you know, it is what it is. You know, the Lord made my roles great. You know, I'm here where I belong, and shoot, what's in the past is in the past to me. You know, I don't try to look back and, you know, try to focus on what I could have did differently or, you know, if I did anything wrong. It's like, no, like, shoot, I got an opportunity. I get an opportunity each and every morning that I wake up to go out and, you know, compete against myself on how great I want to be, so.
Football play in your life?
Say it again?
Well, does faith, family, and football play in your life?
It plays a huge role in my life. You know, just having God, you know, direct my steps, but also me and my family steps is huge, and, you know, just having a team that, you know, is dedicated in their faith and in their background is huge for, you know, all of us as young men, you know, our growth, but also the type of men that we want to be and leaders that we want to be for our communities.
Verse or passage or character?
No. And that's the thing for me. So I don't try to get too caught up on the characters, you know, because, like, I don't want to, you know, make them bigger than God. But, you know, it's just more of the teachings and the direction that, you know, he wants us to take.
Sean McVay came out and said it was a lucky defensive play from you guys. You were the one that kind of stopped Kyron Williams from going to the outside. What was your perspective on the play, and was it intentional?
It was definitely intentional for me. You know, just understanding the situation. I don't play Matt Stafford for, you know, the last 12 years of my life. And, you know, just understanding that, you know, I seen early in the game that, you know, he had a hot route to his running back. And, you know, when Julian came down and let me know that, you know, he was here, he had the running back, he took two steps off the ball before I can take one. And as soon as he took the two steps, I seen the back. So this me and Julian, and, like, he take his two steps, and I seen the back there. So I was like, do I have him? So then the back gets there, and I just peeled off, and I was like, you know what? Take the back, because he's going to throw it before he runs.
What's your memory that comes to mind when you think of Mike McDonald?
First memory? We headed to a team meeting when I first arrived in Seattle, and, you know, he tries to tell me a Harry Potter joke. And I'm like, yeah, Mike, I know we, like, from the same, you know, timeline. Like, you know, we ain't too far apart, but who knows any Harry Potter jokes? Like, so, yeah, I'm going to remember him from that for sure. How long are you going to have?
You spent a lot of time in Dallas, obviously, and you played a lot in Philadelphia. Give me a notable moment from playing in Philadelphia.
Notable moment. All right. I'm sorry, but it's kind of hard, bro, because, like, for a football player, like, for me, I mean, I ain't going to speak for everybody else, but for me, like, the years started to blend, you know, and it's like, yeah, I remember my times in Philly, but I can't tell you, like, exactly, you know. Okay. It was one moment, my second year in the league, and I had Sean Lee with me, and Sean brought me into meetings one day, and he was like, bro, I got to show you some things. I'm like, all right, so. He's just out here calling plays, and he just showing me, like, but on this play, I want you to do this. Bro, like, I went in the game. Sean had, like, 15 tackles, like, a couple of sacks and stuff. And I'm like, dang, bro. But I had some good plays, too. I had some tackles for loss and stuff. And I'm like, oh, man, like, this is lovely, you know, just having a linebacker, you know, to teach you the game, but also put you in places to make plays.
It's growing up.
Favorite athletes, D-Ware, I said them earlier, I don't forgot now. It was D-Ware, Ray Lewis, Deacon Jones, and who else? Yeah.
Seahawks in the Super Bowl in the same sentence, so way back in March. What did you see about this team, the roster, your experience in the early days that you felt that this was a possibility?
Yeah, definitely knew Seattle was a sleeper team. You know, even just looking at their record last year, like, you know, they had a decent record, you know, but it was two teams that they couldn't beat, and that was San Fran and, you know, L.A. And, you know, coming from my history in Dallas, like, I love to whoop up on those teams any day, you know, that you give me. Just from my experience and, the heartbreaks that I don't had over the years. But, you know, just also, you know, understanding, you know, the type of head coach that we have in Mike McDonald. He's defensive led. You know, the type of group that we had on the defense, but also just missing a couple of key parts. And when they brought me in and, you know, I seen Sam signed and, you know, 2 days later, Cooper Kupp signed. It's like, oh, we got the sauce.
Marcus.
To be in your path to get to the Super Bowl, considering what you just said.
Yeah, it was definitely special, you know, to be able to knock them off the mountain and, you know, continue to climb. But I think the special moment is Sunday, you know, and, you know, us as the Seahawks understanding that the job ain't done and, you know, this moment can be even more special than we can imagine, you know, as long as we get our job done on Sunday.
Tackle. Who's the toughest guy you ever had to tackle?
The toughest guy I ever went against was DeMarcus Lawrence. Thank you.